Welcome to episode 59 of the Llama Buddy Podcast, your source for Fortnite news with me, your Llama Buddy.
And your little buddy.
This week we have a few leaks to talk about in news. The first one is a leak that seems to point to the fact that NPCs might be buying loot soon. I think what I've read so far is that the price they'll pay you for loot is the same price it would cost to upgrade the loot. Which is pretty cool. I don't know what you think about that, little buddy, but I think that'd be awesome, especially for competitive, where it's really hard to get gold.
Yes. I also think it would be like handy if you have a like legendary AR and then you want to upgrade your shotgun that's epic to legendary, but you don't really want the AR. You sell the AR, and then that gives you enough gold to upgrade your shotgun to legendary.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Yes, that would.
So also, there's been a beta update for creative that seems to be coming that would allow there to be 50 players in a creative match.
Instead of 16?
Yeah.
That's a lot of players.
That is a lot of players. I can't imagine going into box fight with 50 players.
Yeah, some of the games would just be complete madness now.
Yeah, that would be pretty crazy. Also, with the new patch, the new update that was just pushed, there's a few new LTMs. The first one is Classic Loot, which will include loot from previous seasons. Any thoughts on that one?
I wonder if it includes Mythic Loot.
I'm not sure. It might. Next is a LTM called Bodyguard, which means that each squad's going to have a VIP they need to defend. The VIP was going to have, I believe it's a hand cannon, and revive grenades.
What are revive grenades?
I imagine they allow you to get people up.
So you like throw it and it explodes, and it gets, if a person's in the area that's downed, It revives them?
I think so, but I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
That seems interesting.
Yeah, and then the last new LTM is The Floor's Lava Disarmed. Basically, it's rising lava, and you're going to not have weapons, but you'll have items you can pick up and throw.
So it's just for floor is lava with no guns, only throwable items.
Yeah.
That seems interesting.
Yeah. And also with the patch comes a few weapons changes. Jellyfish and Riftfish are back in the game. There's supposedly an egg launcher, but it's not been released yet. I wonder if that's for an Easter-themed item.
Yeah, but an Easter would go into Season 6.
Yeah, but they may have put it in the game to test with or something. I don't know.
I bet that's an exotic. There's going to be like this bunny person who you can talk to, like Snowmando, and then you buy the egg launcher.
Yeah. Also, the Rapid Fire SMG is back.
For Unvaulted this week.
There's a Flight Knock pistol, which I believe was part of the Laser Beam tournament.
Yes,
it's basically a flint knock, but it knocks back even more.
It's a flint. Yeah, isn't it a flint lock pistol?
I think it's called the Flint Knock, and this is called the Flight Knock.
Oh.
Yeah. So, some new weapons, some new LTMs, 50-person creative coming soon. That's a bit of news this week.
Yes,
but that's it for news. All right, well, let's talk about the quests for week 14. The first quest is to collect cookbooks from Pleasant Park and Craggy Cliffs. You'll need to collect 4, and there are a lot of them in the map, so it should not be a problem. Pleasant Park is going to have the most. Basically, they're in Doggo's house, and then all 4 houses on the left or west side of Pleasant Park have cookbooks in them too. So you only need to collect 4, and there's 5 in Pleasant Park. Probably a really easy place to drop and get them all.
Yes, it is.
If you don't like Pleasant Park, you could always go to Craggy Cliffs. There's one in the boathouse out by the water, one in the clock tower, and then the 2 houses that are kind of on the center south side of Craggy Cliffs, they're in those 2 houses as well.
Okay.
this is one of those things where you're going to see them. They're going to be kind of blue and highlighted, and you'll need to go up to them and interact with them.
Like the books and Holly Hedges and Sway Sands.
Exactly. The next quest is going to be to harvest fruits and vegetables. I'm seeing the theme. You're going to need to cook something this week. You'll need to harvest 8 fruits and vegetables.
How do you harvest them?
I'm pretty sure that just means collect them.
Okay, because like you can't like pickaxe them and then in your...
So the farm would probably be the easiest place to go and get those.
Yes, because there's tons of apples and cabbages there.
Yeah. But you can find them all over the place.
Yes, you can.
All right, the next quest is to earn bars to hire a character. You'll need to earn 150 bars to hire a character. So it just means do some quests, earn some bars, maybe take out a bounty or two.
Okay. So higher than, I think it's 100 gold bars, though.
Well, the quest is to earn 150, so you'll need to do that. Then you'll need to visit 2 different restaurants and go into the kitchens. Where are some restaurants?
So there is the, like, Der Burger restaurant by the Woodcut place.
Mm-hmm. Kind of over by Slurpee Swamp?
In Weeping Woods, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the Pizza Pit over by the orchard, though. The farm where
you're kind of north the Coliseum?
Yes.
Yeah.
And has a giant tomato on top of it.
Yeah, that'd be 2 good places to go. You'll also need to drive a vehicle from Sweaty Sands to Pleasant Park. That's pretty close. They aren't too far apart.
Yeah, you can just follow the road into Salty Towers and then go over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty easy quest.
Into Pleasant Park?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that take you to Weaving Woods?
No, if you go... So Sway Sands, and you go
out. Oh, take a left.
Yeah, you go out by the hotel.
Yeah. Gotcha. Cool. So once you drive that vehicle, you'll need to drop a vehicle off at the gas station in Lazy Lake or Caddy Corner. And then finally, the last regular quest this week is to drive a vehicle from Pleasant Park to Lazy Lake. Now, I don't think there's any time restrictions on these quests. So it should be pretty easy.
That's good, because, like, Pleasant Park to Lazy Lake is pretty hard to get in, like, 5 minutes or something.
Yeah. I remember last season with the timed quests for driving.
You couldn't get out either.
Yeah. None of them were too hard, though.
No, because they were, like, they were not super far apart, the locations. Like, one of the challenges would have been, like, Sway Sands to Weeping Woods or Sway Sands to Pleasant Park or something.
Yeah. And then the legendary quest this week is to deal damage from over 50 meters away. You'll need to deal a total of 5,000 damage to complete all the levels of this quest.
That's a lot of damage.
That is a lot of damage.
Now, you can still do this in creative matches. So that could be an easier way if there's a match that's kind of like a sniper in game or something.
Yeah. And I will point out, it's damage to players, not just damage.
Yes, but other players are in there in those creative maps.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear, because, you know, the explosive LTM that's going on right now, it'd be really easy to get 5,000 damage on buildings and stuff with all those rocket launchers. But yeah, that's it this week. I don't know, is there anything else you wanted to talk about? How is competitive going?
Oh, it's going actually pretty well. Just today, I actually got 2nd place in an arena match.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is. And then the LTM tournament for this week is 1-shot. I know that.
Ooh. So. Is it a solo tournament?
I think so. It may be duos.
Yeah, okay.
The competitive, the like LTM thingy on the 28th was... Duos for Lava.
Oh, cool. I need to get my rank up so I can play with you.
Yeah, if it's duos.
Well, cool. Anything else, little buddy?
Yes. Yesterday we did compete in the laser beam tournament. I don't know how to say that. It was pretty fun. There were like free exotics and mythics.
Yeah.
Because I believe you could get the flight lock pistol. Mm-hmm. As an exotic, and then there was the dub and the Hop Rock Duelist, and then there was even Kit's Shockwave Launcher from all the way back to Chapter 2, Season 3.
Yeah. It was okay. I didn't care for that LTM personally, but I know you liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was fun just because you could get like free exotics and free mythics.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. Overall. We didn't complete all 10 rounds, but we had a good time.
We got 0 points.
It's true. Probably my fault. I'm not very good. But anyway, anything else?
Nope, that's all. Awesome.
Well, thanks for coming back to the Llama Cave, little buddy.
Sure.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yes.
And thanks to all y'all for listening again. If you like this show, make sure you tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, you could always tell your enemies. It'd still help us out. Until next time, I'm your llama buddy.
And your little buddy.
Signing off.